Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Craig Martin, and you're listening to the Inside Connection Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles. A beautiful, unbelievably beautiful, clear sky, blue sky day here in LA, and the first day of Gemini. So happy birthday to all our Geminis out there. I'm here with the impeccable and extremely lovely co-host, Christina Martin.
Hi, everyone.
And Christina and I are going to have another conversation this evening, this time about Saturn in Aquarius, where it is making a little short sojourn into. It has recently gone retrograde, and so it will be going back into Capricorn for a substantial part of 2020. But for now, there is like a two-month piece where Saturn is in Aquarius, and it's a prelude to Saturn in Aquarius for 2021 and 22. So we are going to have a conversation about that. I did want to let everybody know that we have a new moon this week, new moon, meaning that the moon will pass in alignment with the sun. There isn't going to be any kind of an eclipse or anything like that, but they're still going to be at the same area of the sky. And of course, that's a dark moon. We can't see that moon. And that's happening this Friday. So for those of you who want to do any work around new moon energy, what you would do on Friday is you would definitely write something down, or you would record something, or you would speak something out loud, but you have to use words and verbalizations because Gemini is all about communication, and that's the way that you can take that energy and make it valuable for yourself. So Saturn in Aquarius, it's kind of confusing, kind of exciting. It's about community, but it's not easy to understand. And Christina and I were having a little short chat about that before we came on the air, about how Aquarius is a more sort of progressive, out there, eclectic. Those are the kinds of words you might think of for Aquarius, like not inside the box, definitely nonconformist. And when you think about Saturn, Saturn rules like karma and Father Time and old people, right? So it has a tendency to be a little bit more serious. And putting those two things together is not always easy to do. I had said, and what I would like to do is start our conversation off on this point, I think, is that that Aquarius is also about ideals and idealism, not just about, you know, community and outside the box, but an ideals can be out there. They can, like, progress, human progress is always achieved by, you know, great minds that think outside the box. And and yet, in order to make those ideals solid, we have to put some kind of earthy based energy along with it. And that's why I think that Saturn used to be an old and more ancient ruler of Aquarius. It's not because of the sort of more new age, Aquarian age, communication, high speed Aquarius. That's not necessarily what Aquarius was about in more ancient times.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's like how we talk about sometimes Pisces, the sign of Pisces has the word idealism attached to them, but it's a whole different sense. That's, I think, more personal or one-on-one connection. And Aquarius is that larger, bigger picture, all of the full community of idealism.
That's exactly where right. I think community idealism.
Yeah, right. So where does an Aquarian want to take the community? And then how do they get that done? And the how do they get the done part is Saturn, is the Saturn aspect. That's the working hard and grounded in reality a little bit. I do think that Saturn and Aquarius are hard to match up because Saturn, it's, you know, Aquarius is like rebellious, and Saturn is like the antithesis, does not want rebellion. So how do you get a stable rebel?
Right. Well, I think the answer is, and it just stimulated me to think this when I was listening to you speak, is what is a part of the collective conscious, not the collective unconscious, right? That is Pisces. But the collective conscious, what human beings all together are aware of. What are we collectively all aware of? And Saturn in Aquarius is a way in which we can all become focused and collectively aware on ideals, right? So that's how I see the union there. Again, not so much the rebellion part, right? It's almost like saying, well, Taurus is ruled by Venus, but how does Venus rule laziness? We have to kind of remove, I think, some of the more negative qualities from it and recognize, well, maybe Venus does rule laziness, and, you know, maybe Saturn can be attached to some forms of rebellion. It's possible. We certainly rebel from Saturn. The whole idea of Christmas time and Saturnalia, when the sun goes into Saturn, is all about, you know, eat, drink, and be merry. It's all about rebellion from Saturn, because there's a thing about finding our limits, right? Finding our limits, and then Saturn pushes back on our limits. And rebellion is one of those things that we do in order to experience Saturn. So that's a possible way in which those two things are connected. But what I wanted our thread to go in the direction of, forgive me, is I think that when we look at Saturn in Aquarius right now and what it's making us collectively aware of, like human pollution, right? Like the way in which we're polluting the planet, or the way in which social distance like works for humanity and creates politeness. If you've ever been to Japan, if you've ever been to Tokyo, they live their lives in a socially ordered, socially polite, socially distant way. When they go up and down the staircase at the subway, they always stay on the right. It doesn't matter how many of them, because even if there's one person trying to come down the subway stairs, there's room for them. One person coming down the subway stairs in Japan can run down the subway with 500 people going up, because they stay to the right of the staircase. That never happens in New York. If you happen to be so unlucky, right? So I think that there's something in there about the what it is that we're collectively being called to focus on in our values.
Okay, so I would say, I mean, the collective health, even, you know, the health of everybody in general, of the world, the community, all of that is getting a nice big spotlight. How do we keep each other healthy? What are the, you know, ideally, how do we do that? That's the ideal, is to have everyone healthy.
Is community health a value that we have, an ideal? Is community health an ideal? That is Saturn in Aquarius. That is Saturn retrograde in Aquarius.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's a huge spotlight right now. I mean, I would hope, it seems like we are going, at least in the United States, in the direction of universal health care, because that seems like one of those things that is collectively in the conscious of everybody, and everybody's mind is,
Well, now it is, right. Yeah.
But even before, I mean, if you haven't had health issues, you know someone who has, and going into massive debt, making that decision is not ideal. Well, it's not right.
Half a century ago, the United States didn't have, you know, like community education. You know, maybe your little town set up a little schoolhouse or something else, but it wasn't mandated. So, you know, yeah, there are things that are we would consider ideals that we need to strive for. They're goals that we shoot for. And yeah, setting up, I think, collective healthcare for all of us, for the young, so to speak, and the rationale behind why we would want to take care of everybody, why we wouldn't want to be only taking care of ourselves. Like, if you've got the money, yeah, then you've got the healthcare. And if you don't have the money, you don't have the healthcare. And, you know,
right,
putting it at one time upon the employer, right? Healthcare was was the responsibility of the employer, and the employer attracted you because they offered you healthcare insurance. Right. So you went there to where you could get those benefits and get a job, and people went there and they found better jobs because it was given as a benefit. The problem with that is that it left vast numbers of people without health insurance, and they were usually people who were poorer. So Aquarius, again, right? Aquarian and Aquarian people, yay for Aquarius and Aquarius energy. It's all about consciousness. You know, what is our collective social responsibility? And yeah, it borders into obviously the political and the philosophical, and, you know, you and I could take a more progressive tone here and express that we believe that, you know, but on a real fundamental scale, aren't those things collective ideals that we all should embrace? Maybe we're finding out in the pandemic.
Yeah, I think that, and you said something earlier that I like too, is like education. I think even though that's more of Gemini Sagittarius, it still is intellectual. It still is in the realm of air. So I think that even education now is something that's changing as well. We're, you know, the state of California's university system is closed for the fall in physical location, which is interesting because it's going to change a little bit, a lot, actually. I think that it's going to change competition. And I also think, I love the idea that now a physical classroom that could only fit 40 people is no longer going to be a limit. It's going to be able to get, you know, you can have 100, 400 people in one class. Yeah. So this collective ideal of education for all is something that I think will be addressed for Saturn and Aquarius too.
Definitely.
The intelligence of the community.
Some of those norms are definitely getting blasted, you know, like these, you know, grand universities with really grand campuses. And then here's the other thing though, about the pandemic that I think that we're learning and that we are struggling with is the social aspect. Right. So it's one thing to be able to have all your schooling online, but for children, for anybody that's, you know, K through 12, they're really missing out on a vital part of what's necessary for them. Saturn in Aquarius is an extreme restriction from their friendships and their social life. And I think that that does pertain to, you know, secondary education at the college level. Not necessarily graduate level work. A lot of that is done privately anyway, if you're going to go for a PhD or whatever. Even though there's community there as well. But community life in college, I think, is also essential. I mean, people are really trying to figure out everything from where their career is headed to their, you know, dating patterns and establishing lifelong friendships and the kinds of people who they might want to consider to be a spouse. It's a really vital developmental time between 18 and 23. So all of that is present in there. And I think that, yes, Saturn in Aquarius, you know, as it's a mirror of the pandemic, is making us all keep our distance, right? Distance is an Aquarian shadow side.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's kind of like the coldest part. That's why Aquarians are accused of being so cold, is because even though they're so humanitarian, it's the 101, it's the emotions behind it all that there's a little bit of distance there, trouble there. So the we're having to deal with our emotions all on our own, which is restrictive as well. I mean, hopefully you're finding your friends on Zoom or some other app where you can talk, but it is interesting.
Goes
it's
back
so
to our
limited.
show from a few weeks ago. We're all in therapy now, right? So
Yeah, Aquarius.
the social distance has all caused us to basically like go to the couch, so to speak. We're all on the couch now.
Yes, our own couch, our home couch. Get the cat hair off.
So the Aquarius, sorry, Saturn, that's what I was looking for, will be moving back into Capricorn. And so we do have another big piece of, what it is that we're learning about government and those people that are in charge, hierarchies, as Saturn rules like corporations and governments in Capricorn. Saturn in Capricorn rules those things, very paternalistic entities that are authorities, like governmental authority or corporate authority. And the last traveling piece of that going through Capricorn is definitely not lost on me. Where we're headed in 2021 is an entire new way of socializing with each other. Again, we're at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, right. I think it's all it's a I think I see it as kind of both. I see it as both like social, our own communities at home, but also with the government in general, this Saturnian force in everyone's life is now also having to try new things out, to be Aquarius, to like think outside of the box on how they're going to keep their local communities going. I think that the government is going to have to change. I mean, they already are a little. This is something that no one's ever experienced. There's no rule book for the government, for our leaders. So, it's not Saturn in Leo. It's not how to be a leader. It's how to be more with the community, more with the people. So,
Yeah, well, in a paternalistic way, how to be a provider? How is government and how are the corporations being providers, which is different than like cancer, right? Which is the more maternal providing, but Capricorn representing the authority to provide, right? So government as we have enough authority and enough power, like a dad in the family, to provide. Right, to give you the roof over your head and the food on your table and the school books in your book bag, like all of that. And so the government in its restriction, governments, it's not just the United States government. I mean, all governments are being subjected to Saturn in Capricorn. And how volatile, Saturn's been in Capricorn for the last 2 years. And like again, this little piece going into Aquarius is giving us a little taste about a new way of social community, a new set of ideals and idealism. But the last piece of it, which is going to last for months, it's going basically all through the fall and half the winter, of Saturn back in Capricorn, along with Pluto, which we've talked about on a couple of shows. We've been waiting for Saturn to join Pluto to see how is authority going to conform, going to change, how is authority going to be rebirthed, be reborn as a better provider for the people that they have authority over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, I can't remember if we had talked about this before in our other show, but I know I read an article recently about how a lot of Californians are getting, you know, because of all of this, we've had to come up with innovative solutions to all kinds of things, to homelessness, to the way we teach, to just providing in general. And so there's solutions now.
I'm sure even food harvesting.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. How do you get food to people? So, and Californians are seeing these solutions, which they've been waiting for forever, and they're here. And so they want to keep them. They're interested in this new way, this new solution. So we'll see if it sticks. Not sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, you know, I mean, everybody grows. We grow incrementally. So we'll see if it sticks. It doesn't have to stick fully. It just needs to make a chip. You know, the idea of progress is to make some dents in the old way in an effort to create an improved way, of being, an improved way of living. That's what, you know, like humanity has always done from the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think that it provides at least like Saturn, like new foundation, just a small, but still impactful. Give us another 5-10 years and the changes that we're making now because of this are going to be grown from what comes out now. That's what Saturn is, this
right.
New foundation.
Exactly. You and I both know, and I'm sure a lot of the people that are in our listening audience know that, you know, as we've known for a long time already, but are avoiding at every turn, the way in which we're living is unsustainable.
Yes.
The way in which we're living is unsustainable. So what is the coronavirus is just making that so obvious.
Right. It's a huge light. It's a huge light being shown upon that. I was going to say I had kind of done a little research on the last time Saturn was in Aquarius. And, you know, it was the videotapes of Rodney King. It was the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King Jr. It was a couple of really big moments in society that were shining a light on the quote-unquote outsiders or the people that weren't the normal, whatever that is.
Well, social inequality.
It was shining a light on that.
Social inequality.
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know,
which
it feels like...
We definitely have still today. We definitely still have social inequality, and the coronavirus is doing that again, right? Because the statistics show that minority communities are being affected more because they're not getting the messages from the government and they're not collectively getting the same kind of health care.
Right. A support. Exactly. Yeah.
Fairness. I think egalitarianism comes to mind for the word Aquarius, like that we're all equal. It's a very, you know, that's how Aquarians really like to approach things. They like to say, like, I'm not better than anybody. I'm not really worse than anybody. I'm just who I am. If I'm lucky,
right.
I'm lucky, if, you know, but I'm not better than you. And that's a
right.
part of the gift. That's a part of the gift of being the more detached. That's, that's a part of the gift of being more distant from the emotional aspect, from being more detached, is that things are viewed in a more logical way and less in a more emotional, like, you know, ego stroking.
Objective.
I'm better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that too. I think it's, you know, it's like being unique, but within the community. So you're not the same person, but you are still all in the same playing field. It's the same. It should be the same rules. That's the ideal. So I think that,
Right.
you know, Saturn is going to be showing us even more about who's being overlooked or who is being marginalized. And hopefully we can build a foundation under those people.
Well, we have two and a half years of it coming up, right? So this little bit of Saturn in Aquarius, again, for the listeners, is like a little 2 month taste of what we have 2.5 years of on the menu. And, you know, in not so long, Pluto is going to go into Aquarius, and Jupiter is going to go into Aquarius next year with Saturn. So next year, for one whole year, we have Jupiter in Aquarius. For 2.5 years, we have Saturn in Aquarius. And technically, from an astrological point of view, it should be a heralding in of a more progressive, more open, more community-oriented, more socially-oriented time, where we're becoming more aware of the ideals we need in order to survive. Like, again, we live in an unsustainable way. We can't continue to live consuming the way we do and wasting the way we do and, you know, not considering the health of the planet.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I love that, the social. I mean, we were talking about New Moon in Gemini. It's all about this air feeling that we have, you know, I mean, right now we have it, those next couple of days, but starting in 2021 and 2022, so much air, so much communication, so much invention. I associate that a little bit with air,
yes,
the air signs as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely correct. No, Aquarius. Aquarius is the inventor. So,
yeah.
You know, that's an archetype for Aquarius, the friend, you know, the friend, the activist, the inventor, for sure. Because inventions are all about our ideals.
Right. What can we make better?
Yeah.
In
so
a
exciting.
New way.
I want to let all of the listeners know that if you'd like to get in touch with me or Christina, you can find us at Sage of Stars, sageofstars.com, and Sage of Stars on Twitter and Facebook. There's always room for you to learn more about yourself, learn more about your own chart. And remember, it is a call-in show, so anyone who would like to give us a call, you can bring us your birth data, you can tell us a little bit about who you are, what you're going through. We'll be happy to spend a minute, a couple of minutes, and help you out and maybe give you some insight as to what astrology can do to guide you. We have a couple of more minutes, and I think that what you just said there about the element of air, I really liked that. And I think, you know, definitely when you talk about the number of planets that are in air, for goodness sake, Venus is retrograde in Gemini, right? So we're going to have Venus
right,
in we're going to have Venus in air for like a long time, like a few months. Venus is going to be in an air sign. And, you know, that's a lot. And we're starting off, you know, the month of June, which is Gemini's month, with a new moon, to sort of, you know, really take us there. So community, continue to talk and re-engage with your friends. This is so important for self-care. That's what I want to leave everybody with.
Yes. Yeah. I love that message.
What's cool about Saturn in Aquarius is that it's telling us to take care of our friends. Start there.
Yeah,
start there.
Put some effort into it, put some focus into it for sure. I mean, it definitely helps you and it helps others too. So I love that. Friendship for sure. That's great.
Friendship for sure. Well, I'm Dr. Craig Martin and this is Christina Martin with me.
Thank you all for listening.
We love having you here. We're here on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. And don't anybody forget, we will hug again. Thank you. Good night.